Hello, our friends, Evolutionary Energy Arts family.
Hello there. Welcome back. Take three.
Yeah, take three. We were giving up for the day on trying to get a video up, and then we just looked, and the 6.8 earthquake that hit Morocco is turning out to be one that was very significant. And so, you know, this hit me as odd, and Cindy agreed, as we have reports of damage. And again, Morocco, in case you are not aware, is right here. It's in Africa. It's on the northeast corner, right on the Atlantic Ocean. Interesting, beautiful place. And unfortunately, we have at least 93 people confirmed to have died so far, dozens wounded. There's significant damage. It was felt as far as Spain and Portugal. So we do want to send our prayers to everybody over there that's gone through this quake.
Yes, please do send your good energy toward that way.
And Cindy did pick up interesting energy. And right when we were talking about that, they pulled the plug on the video last time.
So we'll
Let's just say we get that was absolutely an act of technology. We'll put that out there.
Yeah, and we'll explain in another video, maybe tomorrow.
So for the first time recorded history, all seven official tropical cyclone basins produced a Category 5 storm in the same year. That has not happened before. And also, this is really curious with Hurricane Lee, which is still making its way apparently towards the U.S. East Coast, although the spaghetti models are still showing it's going to take a northerly turn. There's talk of three different systems literally joining together, and this actually being perhaps the largest system we've ever seen, period. We shall see how that turns out, but right now, again, it appears to be going north of the Leeward Islands and Puerto Rico. And, you know, again, if you're anywhere from that area all the way up to Canada, take note and watch, because, you know, again, there are technologies that are in play. And here is somebody that the rain was just a little bit too much for, and looks like they're going down a slide, but no, that's just down the street.
I would be letting go of the thing.
Of the umbrella. Yeah, absolutely. Again, the floods around the globe, just incredible. This is in New York, and this was some NYPD telling people to move their mopeds that were parked illegally, and then it got a little violent there. There was some, as you can see, objects thrown at the police officers, and it turns out that these were illegal immigrants. Ah, yes, we are in for quite a bit of turmoil. You got 15,000 illegal aliens pouring through the border in Del Rio, Texas. Town's population is 30,000. Half as many people as live in the town came in one single day. Think about this in terms of an army and an invasion. With those type of numbers, you know, those in defending the city wouldn't stand much of a chance with that type of overwhelming numbers. And meanwhile, we have the New Mexico governor, who we couldn't stand. I just put that straight out there. We thought we were going to be riding this out in New Mexico. But what we saw there, because of the governor and the geopolitical way it was in the lockdown, we left. And, you know, she just made it illegal for people in Albuquerque to conceal carry. In these times, with an army of illegals inside the country, with an army of Chinese and Russian nationals already in place, cartels running on the loose, you cannot defend yourself legally.
No, and you know those cartels are not going to go without guns.
Yeah, we were definitely not a fan of Michelle. And over in Germany, they're basically going to phase out oil and gas heating systems. Yeah, it's all part of that next step. That next step is coming really quick. And they are still arresting people for visiting their own homes in Maui 31 days after the fires. Still a media ban in place. As you see the police, you know, arresting somebody who was trying to get to see, is there anything left worth keeping? Yeah, isn't it just so backwards and upside down? Everything about the political system all around the globe. And you have Oprah turning off comments because people are, you know, onto her. And she's as phony as phony gets. They're all as phony as phony gets. This is the big reveal. Yeah, they'll donate some money, you know, they'll give to charity. They'll cry on TV. But then they'll also gobble up and buy up people's land for pennies on the dollar. And perhaps, you know, they knew exactly what was coming. I tend to think they do.
You know, it's the fake saint syndrome. It makes me kind of ill.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I can't look at anything in today's modern culture. It has no culture. It's not very cultured. And while more than 2,000 Arkansans have been sick with the plague upon the land in September, they say, Governor Sarah Sanders is banning dates for men, calling on health department to spread information about the risks associated with the cure. Wow. Okay. So, you know, we are heading into turmoil. You can see turmoil is coming. You know, and you know, X marks the spot. Planet of the Crossing Nibiru, X. Nancy Pelosi. She announced she's going to be running for Congress again, 84 years old. I think what they're really trying to do is, you know, they're wheeling people out in wheelchairs that have had apparent strokes, are totally incoherent. People that have dementia, it just shows. It's all a puppet show. And they're almost kind of sticking it in our face like, come on, you guys gotta know by now it's a total puppet show. It's all part of the script. These people don't make any real decisions. They just take bribes all day long.
You know, it's one big long Weekend at Bernie's movie.
It is. Yes. Yeah. I mean, shoot. Talk about Weekend at Bernie's. They should redo that with Congress and the White House.
Totally.
And meanwhile, Gavin Newsom says he won't run for president in 2024. And he was just given his approval. Maybe not an official endorsement, but just saying, hey, Kamala's there. She can handle this. She's got a frog throat, just like, you know, the CEO of Pfizer, which, again, that maybe the scales will fall off people's eyes and they'll recognize reptilians for what they really, really are. Meanwhile, Macron, he's over here at the podium and he's getting booed so loudly. Yeah, you know, they didn't throw anything at him. You know, that's good. But yeah, absolutely. They will not be out in public by 2025. And this is what the guide said like a year ago or more now. They said by 2025, I think it was over a year. I want to say that was maybe a year and a half ago, that none of these politicians will be able to go out in public. But they'll still apparently be running the show.
Right. You know, it's going to be like holograms or closed circuit TV, but they won't be able to have their physical bodies out there because, you know, the charade is over.
It's all been an illusion. It's all been an illusion. And then we have Macron declaring he's going to govern like a Roman god. That says a lot because he probably was promised. You know, this is a big reveal. A lot of these people that we see at the higher echelons of the puppet government have been promised, quote unquote, godhood. And we have gotten in remote viewing and from the guides that there is one, Mr. Gil Bates, that is not, well, he's not really staying human. Not that there really is much. There's no humanity in there. It's, again, a shell for other beings. When you look to the Emerald Tablets of Thoth and they talk about they will no longer be able to hide themselves, maintain their forms. They're going to be no longer able to maintain the charade. It's all going to be exposed. But a lot of these people have been told, you know, that they could live forever or for an extremely long time because, you know, the technology that's available through the Anunnaki and the Ijiji has amazing life extending effects. And of course, we do understand there's a lot of things they do to extend their life that if it was out there, and it is out there, if it was more out there in the public domain, oh boy, yeah, the pitchforks, you wouldn't be able to get a pitchfork anywhere because they'd all be sold out.
Mm-mm, no, you absolutely wouldn't.
But, you know, again, God, what, you know, the Roman gods, and the Roman emperor was thought to be God in the flesh on the planet. And it's said that kingship comes down from on high. When the gods left, then they appointed and left appointed bloodlines to rule in their place. And this is what we have. And instead of kings and queens, we have these politicians, but really we're talking the same bloodlines. And the next phase, if you listen to Klaus, is that it's going to go into a corporate power structure. And so we might even see the total demise of all nation states. Very well could be, because in reality, the corporations are higher up the totem pole anyway. When you have one when you have one system openly and you're no longer trying to hide it, there's no need for nation states anymore. The nation states won't exist. This is all just a phase. And so it truly will be corporate power. And when you look at things like Wagner, you know, mercenaries for hire, the corporations will have their own armies, and everything will still kind of go on, but just in a corporate sense.
You know, and it's just a matter of time. I mean, we can see now with our two eyes, the structure is starting to fray. It's starting to fizzle, but that's going to be looking like something a little bit different here shortly.
Yes, absolutely. So again, you know, we see this is history repeating itself. This is history repeating itself. Nothing has changed since Roman times. Nothing has changed since when the Anunnaki gods walked amongst us. That's part of the big reveal. And then you got companies using AI to track their employees and people freaking out because they're watching everything. They're keeping track. They're able to keep track of how many cups each barista is putting out there. They know how long people are sitting in their spots. Well, you know, over in this particular seat, people stay there too long. We're not making enough money. They're not buying enough product. Consumerism. Consumerism is, it's really just all about control. It truly, truly is. It's all about control. And the illusion is breaking down. It's going to break down very, very rapidly. Especially in the upcoming 15 months, I would say. This 2,300-year-old woman's boot preserved in the frozen ground of the Altai Mountains has magnetic plates incorporated into the sole, letting us know that the ancients were aware of the health benefits of connecting with the Earth's magnetic field by keeping grounded. Interesting, is it not?
I know. I mean, here all of this ancient stuff going on, and it's been here all along, and here it is.
It's always been here. It's been hidden. And the ancients lived in what might look like simpler ways than we do, and we might think they were backward. No, they just understood. They live in a symbiotic relationship with everything in their environment. They chose not to pollute it. They chose not to corrupt it. They chose to, again, live in a symbiotic manner, understanding that we're all part of one bigger organism. So it only makes sense to do that. They understood things that we have totally lost. And that's because of the system. The system doesn't want us knowing that. And it looks like Twitter doesn't want us watching this cute little puppy here. Let's see. Oh, it's not going to run. I'll do this. That's not going to work either. Oh, well, it's gonna end up locking up on us again, guys. So, as always, we want to thank you guys for your support over on Patreon. We couldn't do it without you guys. Again, these are videos that don't go up anywhere else, that go up on Patreon, and amounts to about 3 cents a month, a day, 3 cents a day. As always, stay prepared. Much love. God bless and namaste.
Namaste.